1027.
Breastfeeding is often seen as instinctive, but for many mums, it's a real surprise how overwhelming it can feel once the baby arrives. It's Breastfeeding Awareness Week, and Heart 1027's Natasha Thorpe looks at how better preparation and the right kind of support can change everything, and why mums shouldn't have to figure it out alone.
Parents are told to prepare for labor, take the classes, know what to expect. But what often gets overlooked is what happens after you're handed your baby. Midwife and lactation consultant Claire Brasher says there's a lot of noise around breastfeeding, and it's time mums were empowered to shape their own journey.
The goal is the healthy baby, the healthy mum. But is that enough? Are we actually looking at what the individual mother's needs are, and are we listening to her?
Whether it's your first baby or your third, Claire says preparation for breastfeeding is crucial, and with that prep, there's power in setting your own realistic breastfeeding goals.
If you have friends who successfully breastfed, they can undermine the mum because they can also say, well, I just picked my baby up and I fed and it was fine. That doesn't help the mum who's really battling. Then she might have a mum who said, look, I never breastfed and you're all fine. It's going to be very hard when things aren't happening for that mum, and she's going to start feeling like a failure.
And what if the system meant to support mums is actually the first to let them down?
We know that breastfeeding is very badly taught and poorly understood by healthcare professionals. Most healthcare professionals know that breastfeeding is the number one choice, but beyond that, they actually often don't have the skills and they're not equipped to help women.
With the medical sector understaffed and under strain, Claire says it's so important for parents to feel in control.
Healthcare professionals are service providers. We are not all knowing, however many degrees any of us have, but I think it's important that the mum and the dad are made to feel like they actually have a say, because it is often the systems and the hospitals and the people who are there to help them who actually have failed the mother.
So here's what Claire wants every mum to know.
What's important is to focus on what you did do and to remember that breastfeeding is part of being a mum. It is not the be-all and end-all.
Natasha Thorpe, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.